Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Well, welcome this evening to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. Tonight, my show is in memory of my mother, who crossed away on Monday. So we're calling this show, How to Communicate with Loved Ones on the Other Side. And I want to talk to you about if anyone, even if it's your pet, I want to share with you something that I have known all my life. Even when I was a child, I knew this. I didn't know it to the deepest of levels that I have known it this week. But for all my life, I've been able to communicate with people and pets who have transcended this life. And when I say this life, I mean their bodies are no longer here. My sister passed away 14 years ago, and I still can communicate with her, although it is obviously different now than it was, because she has made progress as she has moved up the ascension levels of the other side. But I want to share with you that a few things. We got a lot to talk about for the next hour. Okay, Jeannie, are you there?
Yes. Hi, I am. Jeannie.
Yes. Are you calling to talk to Lisa tonight?
To Vicki?
Oh, to Vicki. Yeah, okay.
You have a special guest?
Yes. Jeannie is not, Alicia is not going to be on this evening due to the circumstances of my mother's passing, but I would love to talk to you. What's on your mind this evening?
I'm a little anxious. I made a move a couple of months ago and just calling to see what's to come.
What's to come in your move? Okay. Well, what I do is I will receive... when were you planning on moving? Let me just ask you that. I really want to just hear you talk right now.
I already did. That was February.
Oh, okay. So tell me again then, what is your message?
Well, I'm trying to, I have a job, but it's not, of course, not too many people have a dream job, but I'm looking to do a lot more. I'm looking to start a group home for boys or girls.
We know each other?
Yes, we do, Vicki.
Of course. When you said South Carolina, it threw me because I always knew you from Georgia.
Yes, I was in Atlanta, and I told you I wasn't very happy there. It was a little too wild for me.
I knew that energy. I kept feeling your energy like I know this person. yeah, I feel the confusion right now, but it's just a balancing issue. It's just going to be now. I got a couple of questions for you because I really want to tune in on something. You are working at this moment, right? But you're not happy about it. And that's what I'm okay.
No, I'm working in a daycare. Which I actually owned and operated daycare before. So I love the children. I'm so used to doing my own thing.
Right. Okay.
As far as the daycare is concerned.
I'm sorry. Let me just share something with you because I can't help but forget what I get. Okay.
Okay.
I have you. You feel like you are very good with elderly people. Is that correct?
Oh yes, I've done that before too.
But do you have passion for it?
Oh yes.
Yeah. See,
you know what's strange? Because I can be out in the public somewhere, Barnes and Noble's in the mall, and I was actually with a friend one day, and these people, I shouldn't say these people, people just came just up to me, start talking, and he goes, wow, you're not even saying anything. People are just attracted to you.
let me tell you a story, and I feel this will affect you. This is what I want you to put your focus on, and it only can resonate for you if it's true for you. This is just what I'm feeling for you. I feel that if you were to get a small home, and I'm not that you would have to live there, but I feel that you would have to have some help. And have a, just think, don't even think about how you're going to do it. Just think about it. Because the elderly need people like you. I want you to consider, while you're working now, consider getting a very small home that would have maybe 3 or 4 bedrooms in it, a kitchen, just like a home. It's a home. Get it so that you can get the zoning correct. You're going to buy this in a maybe a more of a country area, not in a subdivision, in a country area where there's not as much zoning, and look to provide a home for the elderly. If you could only take 3 or 4 people, you're going to make about $25,000 to $3,000 a person, depending on if they're getting a private room or not. But you can put 2 people in each room with a bathroom. But get your own senior help care place, but it's not assisted living in the sense of a big old, it's a place where people can be away from their home but still have the love and comforts of their home, but yet they get 24/7 care. And I want you to consider that. Okay,
that is so strange, Vicki, because I was reading an article actually from Georgia, from Atlanta, where and it touched my heart. This is just yesterday, where a person, an aide, had just started there like 3 weeks and already was abusing, and they had it on video, an elderly person.
Well, I just want to tell you that with my mother passing away this Monday,
I'm sorry.
Well, I know it's been rough, but let me just tell you, she lived in one of these little log cabin homes, and she had only 3 or 4 other people in the home, and she loved her caretaker just like she would her own daughter, and she cared for her, and that lady just loved my mother with all of her heart, and she loves them all with all of her heart. And as soon as you mentioned that, and I recognized your energy, because I didn't recognize your name with the South Carolina, but as soon as I recognized your energy, that's what I want you to put the focus on. She rented a place from a lady. She rented it until she could buy it herself. You don't have to have a lot of money for this, because the people, they are such a need for people to have loving care places when they're elderly. There's a need for this, not the big corporate kind, the little, tiny, little, you can only take 3 or 4. Yes, that's what I feel I need to share with you. And you can call me about that anytime. You know my email. But that's what I want you to focus on. But you have to be out in the country a little bit. You got to be out in the country a little bit, because you're going to get conflicts. I know the legal on all this. You're going to get conflicts from subdivisions and stuff like that. Now, eventually, this lady has her own home, but she pretty much lives in there now. She has her own bedroom, and she has a helper, 2 or 3 helpers. And she is as happy as anybody I've ever met in my life. And my mother crossed over with love all around her.
Great.
And that is the greatest gift that you could give anybody, Jeannie. So ponder that over. And if you ever want to talk to me more about it, go find the laws. First, you want to know the laws about your area, and then you move forward with that. And I feel you will find joy beyond your greatest thoughts, because you are independent. You're doing it your way. You're following the laws of South Carolina, and you're in your passion. Okay.
Yes, right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And you, thank
and I'll be
you
talking
for
to you, because I really want to get with you and have a conversation, but I'll send you an email. We can set up something.
We will. Thank you so much for calling
in. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Diana from New Mexico?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Yes.
Fantastic. What can I just heard about your mother. I'm sorry to hear about your mother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just went up to see my 86-year-old mother. She just turned 86 February 23rd. So I went up to Billings, Montana to wish her a happy birthday. And you just never know when the time comes, and it's best just to have everything taken care of. So,
I have to share with you, Diana, that just about 15 minutes before the show started, I got a call from a very dear friend of mine and a friend of ours, probably in his late 50s, just dropped dead today. So, yes, you never know. And that's so beautiful of you to take the time to go and see our loved ones. Did you have a question for me?
I did. You know, I'm 61, soon to be 62. I'm in the middle of a transitional period, I guess. I'm started Weight Watchers. I bought a little puppy. I'm, trying to get out more diet. And I'm in the process of thinking about moving. I am in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and lived in San Diego for 30 years. But also, I have some relatives over in Arizona thinking about moving to Flagstaff. So I don't know if that's something that's going to happen and or when it will happen. And was just wanting just some insight from you on that.
Well, as you were speaking, this is what came to me immediately, is that within 6 months, I don't see those other two, those first two names did not resonate at all. They were flat, those first two states. But as soon as you said Arizona, I saw light. Okay. I saw light, yeah. And I saw those, the folks that are over there are the ones that will bring you the greatest gifts in your life. And there's just something over there that resonates with you. Now, you said Flagstaff, is that correct?
Arizona.
Okay. I knew I had heard Arizona. But I don't know, something's shifting in you in 6 months. And I want you to, there's something that I want you to share with, say every day, okay? Now, this is a guidance that a very dear friend gave me, because my home is for sale and we're moving, but it seems like it hasn't happened yet. And you know how frustrating that can be? It's very frustrating. But listen, let me tell you what he told me to say to myself. And it's so funny that you asked that tonight, Diane, because I just opened this book up and it said, "Thy will be done on the sale of my home." Now, are you selling your home or can you just move? Are you going to be in a position?
No, I can just move. Okay. Yeah, I can just move.
Good. Well, then that's going to be a lot easier. But thy will be done on the location of where you're supposed to move. But I can tell you right now, I get light around you. I get light around Flagstaff. And I get how many check marks? I get several check marks as soon as you keep talking about it. And so I would, I can never tell anyone where they're supposed to, go or what they're supposed to do. But just on the information as I channel it into you, that's what I get is Arizona. So I would go there I would go there within 6 months.
Okay. And I have this legal thing. That's the reason why I'm kind of holding on right now till April 27th.
Did you know I'm a lawyer?
No, I did not know you were a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer, so I can't give you legal advice because I'm not in the state of Georgia. No. But tell me what.
I'm more interested in the holistic or the spiritual outcome of the proceedings or whatever. Is it something that's going to be complete and finished at the end of April? Is it going to be complete and finished in the middle of June or July when would you kind of see it come into fruition?
Yeah, let me just ask you a few factual questions and then I will share something with you. Now, are you in the middle of negotiations or is this something that's in a courtroom? Because right now I get real kind of different when I get into legal stuff, but tell me what... Let me just say this. When you're working with legalities, the greatest thing you can do is to keep the peace with it as much. And whatever legality you're working with, if you can keep your peace with it without any of the ego as much as possible, your outcome will be better and it will be more Probably, I mean, I don't know why I see three, but I just see the number three. So what that may have significance to you. I don't know what three represents. It could be 3 months. It's certainly not 3 weeks. I don't see 3 weeks, and I don't see 3 years, but I see more like three, the three, which is more like, probably months. But if you want something to resolve anything in legalities, just always, always, always try to keep the peace with it. Is this anything that needs to be negotiated?
Well, you know, we're going into mediation because, you know, they've offered something and we've declined. And then we had the, the depositions for him and depositions for me. And now we're going into mediation, which is the end of this month. And April 27th, I believe it is. So it's just kind of it's all open right now, as far as I understand.
Let me just tell you, that may be why I got three, even though I didn't see it as 3 weeks, but there's something with three. Now, just remember this in a mediation. I've done many of them as a lawyer. You know, you will have to give up some and gather some. I mean, I did a mediation for someone, Diana, that would refuse to move. And they were going to be, if they didn't try to negotiate, they would have been in court for probably 2 to 5 years. Their reputation would have been ruined. It would have been chaotic. And one of the two parties just decided to give in a little bit. Yes, they wanted more, but they gave in a little bit, Diana, and they won the way they best could. They were able to, you know, let me just share something with you from a legal viewpoint that connects holistically, because that's the only way I can do legal is holistically, is that you have to look at and this is what I want you to do in your mediation. I want you to look at the value of everything. The value of you moving on, the value of the money, the value of your time and energy into this, because you might get maybe a better outcome if you waited, which might be worth it. But what is the value of that or the loss to you if you wait? Now, it sounds like based on what I'm feeling from you is that you want to move on, you want to get it resolved, but you still want to move on. So, you know, remember in a mediation, I don't know about your state, so please forgive me if I say something that is not correct. But in mediation, typically in Georgia anyway, a mediation does not require you to accept the mediation. You can still go to court for it. So I don't know if that's in New Mexico or not. So remember that, okay? Yeah. Do you know what the law is there?
I believe it is. I believe that we could still go to trial if the mediation does not work out.
Yeah, okay. So what I want you to do, and this is a holistic attorney telling you this now, all right? Look at the value of everything, not just the money. Now, that's important, and I know that that's a big aspect of it, obviously. But also look at the value of if you don't settle, and you have to go in there with a bottom line, and you have to hold true to it, okay? Really be true to yourself in this situation. Your karmics, you know, your karma will be, well, it's something karmically that we all need to do is to look at it from within ourselves, to be true to ourselves of what we're really, really, really there for, really what we're after. And, you know, are you following me, Diana?
Yeah, because...
Because if you're going to go in there just as a typical person going in there without any holistic or any metaphysical understanding, it can be chaotic. It can be awful. But I went in there with a metaphysical viewpoint of, you know what, lose one of the clients. If you lose $3,000 or $4,000 to get this other person, there are two people on one side. You lose $3,000 or $4,000 to get this settled. Wow.
Yeah.
Look what you gained in your life. So that's what I want you to do before you get there. really analyze it and say, what is my bottom line? What am I really here for? You know, what can I best do? And then you will move forward. But three is a significant number for you, but also six. I see you moving. I see you within. When I say within six, I see that means that within 6 months, I feel, and it could, I just don't think it's 6 weeks, although I guess it could be, but I'm not going to analyze that. When I see six, I just see usually 6 months, 6 weeks. The three could be 3 weeks, but I sense it could, well, some, but some, somewhere those two numbers are significant for you, okay? The three and the six. So,
okay.
So be aware of that, okay? And you're going to do so good. Cool. And this is important to know. You're going to be doing really well in Flagstaff. It's going to go really well for you.
Yeah. I'm really excited about moving, and can't wait till everything's kind of so sewn up here so that I can move on. But I really do appreciate your time and effort.
Well, you are very welcome. I'm so glad that you called in, and you know, always keep me abreast. You can contact me through BBS. I just like to, you know, my show is not really about doing anything but just serving people on their soul's journey. I'm a full-time lawyer, and I just love talking to people like you because it just, anything I can do to help, that's just kind of my service. My show is my service. Yeah. So I deeply appreciate you calling in.
It totally puts my mind at rest and know that I feel more confident now going in and being able to just, just let it go and know that everything's going to work out. And
say the same thing that I said earlier, thy will be done. When you go in there with a viewpoint, when you go in there with thy will be done, and that doesn't mean you have to be religious, because I'm not religious. I'm extremely spiritual. But, and there's somebody else I wanted to – hold on a minute. I want you to bring in Forseti, Forseti, and Ida Tim. Those are ascended masters that help people with legal matters. Forseti.
I'm sorry, who?
Forseti, it's a. I'm looking. You can look them up on the internet. Forseti, Forseti. It's an ascended master, and Ida Ten, IDATEN. Look up those two. IDATEN.
TEN. Okay.
Yeah. And look them up and ask for their help in this, because see, you, when you're doing legal stuff, and I've tried to tell lawyers this, you know, we're not here to kill people. We're not here to destroy them. We're not here to like ruin their lives. We're just here to get a fair, settlement of some, whatever the situation may be. It's money, a house, whatever the case may be. But ask for help, so that when you ask for help, you may get more than you even ask for, because you're not in the way of, well, I got to have this, I got to have this. Maybe there'll be some aspect of it that you hadn't even thought of that the spiritual world can bring to you that will even be even more satisfying in the long run. And I have to tell you, Diane, I've learned through this passing of my mother's, the divine timing of God is of spirit is profound.
Astronomical, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I've heard this all my life, how divine timing, and sometimes I got really tired of hearing it, you know? It's like, oh, God, please don't tell me this, just another divine timing. And then after I experienced what I just went through, I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness, thank you for divine timing. You know? I mean,
exactly.
It's like, so just remember those, because listen, those mediations, if you have a really good mediator, Diana, it will be comfortable. It will be a comfortable situation. It will not be like court.
Okay.
Okay. So you be blessed.
Well, thank you very much. Pardon me?
You have a good evening. You're kind of cutting out. I can't hear you real well, but thank you.
I shall, and you too. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I just want to say that there's a great comfort in being able to connect with loved ones on the other side. And as I was saying earlier, I don't know that I actually said it, but Elisa was supposed to be on the show this evening. But I really felt that I needed to do the show by myself because of all that I've been through this week. It's been, I have to tell you that when you are born, you are with your mother all of your life, and you never think that she's going to pass. You never think that that person, even if you've had upsets with them, even if you've had a bad relationship with them or a good relationship or both good and bad, it doesn't matter. You never think they're going to be gone. And sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes you wish they were gone. I mean, we all have these feelings. You know, I'm not going to pretend, and anybody that says that they haven't, then I probably would question it a little bit, because we all have our little upsets. But when you finally realize that they're actually going to go, and I want to tell you a really beautiful story here, because it's been a day of really evaluating and analyzing a lot of things. But at last Monday at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, my mother came to me, and she said, "All I see, Vicki, are flowers and birds, and I'm young again." And I knew she had not died. I knew that. Because I knew she still had her body. And then at 5:20, she actually dropped the body. But I asked her, I said, "Well, why don't you just, you're coming to me now. Thank you. Why don't you just cross over?" And she says, "Oh, no, the silver cord has not been cut." And I said, "Well, then can you cut it?" And she said, "Oh, no, only spirit can cut that." And then 4 hours later, she was gone. So, but I want to take Sandy. How are you this evening, Sandy?
I am okay. First, I want to say I am so sorry that your mother passed over, and I am so thankful that she had you as her daughter, has you as her daughter, because I know that you did something to make her crossing over easier. And I enjoyed the advice you gave the other people, the other two ladies who called in so far. I enjoyed listening to them.
Well, thank you very much. I have to tell you, and I will share this for everyone, my spiritual mentor helped my mother cross over so that it would be easy for her. I did my best, but I was too involved in it. You know, it was so close to me, but he helped her, which in turn helps me, of course, made it easier for me too. We always want our loved ones to cross over so they don't go into the astral field. That's a very dangerous place to go. So, you know, it's beautiful. Now, is there something that you wanted to share with us tonight? Because you always have such beautiful things to share.
Well, I have a question to ask, but I want to be careful. I don't want to say too much about details.
Okay.
While I know that the past is the past, and my mother, I found peace with my mother when I was in my 30s, years and years ago. My mother's passed over, so is my dad. But I wish she was here to help me fix something. And what I mean by that is, I was my daddy's favorite one, okay? And he let it be known that I was his favorite one. And it was almost like, he had post-traumatic stress. And when he drank, he could be the most wonderful person in the world, but the few times that he drank and abused mother, I was usually sitting on his hip. I was a little girl, okay? And he would take things away from the other children and give them to me. That, without going on and on and on about that, that's the past. Except I was brought up, and the other children were brought up in such a way where when they would talk about my dad, I would try to defend him. It would upset me so badly, which parents shouldn't, or relatives, come on, Charlie, shouldn't be talking about a parent. But anyway, I got labeled for being mean. And so all my life, even when I was playing nice, it would be talked about her mother's, her daddy has warped her mind. She's mean. You know how she is. And so the other siblings to this day, even though we're much older, we're elderly now practically, they treat me differently. And it's like there is no real respect, to the point where I have had to disconnect, because it's hurtful. It's very hurtful. And it's like they don't realize they do this. They don't realize it. And I need to find total forgiveness because mother's not here to fix it. But it went through my mind. You talk about me being mean. I never hit any of you.
That wasn't
true for me. And then I thought, well, you know, the times my daddy hit mom, he was drunk, okay, and he was sick. When I was hit, I was stone cold. It was by stone cold sober people, but it was like I was guilty by association. And I'm not going to go on and on. That's the past.
Yes.
The past, and it was dead and gone in my mind until the last time I even was in Alabama. I'm treated so differently and with such blatant disrespect that I'm not sure how to handle it.
Well,
and I know if my mother was here, she would fix it for me, you know?
Yeah. Well, but you've been given the gift to fix it yourself. I have a beautiful idea because I have to share with you that since all this has happened to me, it's changed my it's changed my viewpoint. I've always known from a child, Sandy, that I was had ability to talk to those who've crossed over, but I also have some new skills now, and they've really come up with my mother's crossing that have really brought me to realizing that I need to be doing these things as gifts, because a lot of times there is unfinished business. And it's coming up to you because it's time for you to heal it. But I'm not going to tell you, well, I will tell you a little bit about it, but I'm not going to ask for any specifics. I'm going to ask you to call me at a later time, probably tomorrow, okay, when I can write down some things. Unless I will talk to you later about exactly what I want to do. But what we're going to do is we're going to get all the names together of everyone that is involved. And then there's a process that I'm going to do for you as a gift to you. So,
okay, thank you, because I love them. I love them so much, but it's less painful for me to just to not talk.
Well, I will tell you that I did this, and it doesn't have to be just with crossed over people, but it works the same, because let me explain how it works, okay? When people have crossed over, Sandy, they sometimes, you know, years later, they will go into another body. They'll reincarnate. And then they go on to a different ascension level. Some become masters. Some have to go through, you know, training levels. And it's my understanding. And sometimes they're not as in stronger communication. But even when somebody crosses over and comes back into another body, they still have the same soul. So even if your mother, for instance, comes back in, which is pretty early for her to do that. But if she did, I don't have all the details on that kind of thing, but there are a lot of viewpoints on when somebody comes back into an incarnation. But let's just say she really has reincarnated or not. We can still do this process with her. And I tell you, I did it about a week before my mother crossed over, and it brought peace in the neighborhood. There had been a lot of upset in the neighborhood, and it brought some peace. And I saw the power of how this process can work. I don't take any of the credit. I'm talking about the process of how spirit works on this. And but I have to have all the names. And so what I would like you to do is just email me. You don't have to be with me when I do it. It may take a day. It may take a week. It may take a month. I cannot promise you how long it will take. But I do know that it works. Now, my question to you is, are you willing to give me the names in an email? If not, I'll have to write them down. Of all the people.
Yes, I'm more than willing to do that, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All I need, or I don't care what order you put them in, I don't need to know who they are. I don't need to know details about them. I just need to know their name. It's because I have to have all the names to be able to do this with. I need father, mother, brother, sister, anybody else, if they're nieces, nephews, I don't care who it is, who are the problem people. When I say problem people, the people that are stirring up the problem, continuing this problem. Your mother and father are deceased, so they can't be causing the problem. but it's the memories, it's the, you know, the people carrying on the tradition of whatever was happening, cycle of abuse, if you may.
Yeah, two sisters in particular, I will say in particular.
So if, you know, what happens is if you solve the problem, you know, I can't do like 30 names, but like maybe if there are five or six or seven, then those people, once they're everything resolves, then it all filters down. You know, all of a sudden the upset won't be with Susie Q and Susie Q's daughter or Susie Q's uncle or whatever. It all kind of just goes away, you know. So let's just do that because I had forgotten I did this process. And when I had to do it because of my mother's situation and some other things that were happening. And I always say, Sandy, and I know that you know this, but, and I say to everyone listening, anytime there's a problem, you can never look to the other person as the problem person, because we can never solve it. If we always say, well, he did that to me, or she said that to me, you know, I mean, you have to look at within yourself.
I will insert this very quickly, and then I want to just listen to you. But I know that if I was where I was am supposed to be spiritually, I could handle anything, you know, emotionally, especially without it hurting me. And it's like I will mention Reverend Catherine, who passed over November 30th, and we both loved her very much. She was beside you, she was one of my main mentors, and I never will forget, she gave me the best advice, besides the advice you've given me on different things. When I was crying to her, and she let me cry for about 20 minutes, and I said, she did this, and she did that, and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I had genuine things to bellyache about, but she finally interrupted me. She said, shut up. And I said, she said, that's none of your business. Said, you're giving your power away to other people. Said, you can't control other people. What is your business is how you react. So, that helped me. That's helped me to grow a lot. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there, you know?
Hey, Sandy, if you were there yet, you would be in master form. So let me tell you something. Don't beat yourself up for not being there. I go through stuff every single day that I have to learn and grow from. And I mean, heaven forbid, I'm trying my best to learn as much as I can this life. So maybe I won't have to come back, but you don't necessarily become a master here on earth. You sometimes go cross over, and you know, this is what I want to share with everybody. This is with your mother and your father. Now, when we help those that have crossed over, which is what you're doing now, you want to find peace. That's what I keep hearing you say. You may not say it that way, but you want to find peace with this. If you find peace, everybody in your family finds peace. And guess who else finds peace? Do you think this is not bothering your mother and your father?
I would imagine very strongly that it is, because we go on and on and on, we're not just our bodies.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, if they don't resolve this situation in the form that they're in now, then they got to come back and resolve it in another body. So why not help them now? When you help those, and this is, I want you to listen carefully, because this is what you're doing. This is what I feel like you want to do, is that you, when we help our crossed over loved ones, friends, I consider those loved ones, so I'll just use the word that way. We are helping them to ascend in a way that karmically helps them as well. Because listen, you don't want to come back. You know, you don't want to come back with these same problems with these same people in another body, in another life. They're same people. Mm-hmm. They're just different. They have different faces, different names, different relationships. But when my mother crossed over, I made sure, I knew that one day, even though I didn't really believe she was going to cross, I really didn't, but in a way I knew she would one day, maybe when she was 200, but when I really didn't want any more karma with her, I really didn't. And I have worked and worked and worked and worked on my karma with her. I'm not saying I don't have some with her. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But when she left, she came right to me and we immediately connected. And we have the most beautiful relationship now. Yes, of course, I miss her. I found out tonight, Sandy, that one of my dearest friends here that helped found this beautiful Mount Sequoia area passed away this morning. Yeah, I mean, just dropped dead. So, you know, it's like, it's like when things like this happen,
you want to be in his 50s, the one that's in his 50s. Yeah.
You want to be able to help people to grieve and communicate and things like that. But what I just want you to know that you're helping them to ascend easier. And then when you come back the next life, things will be a lot better. You won't have to go through these lessons again. But when my mom left, I feel like we had handled just about everything there was to handle that I'm aware of at this time. And everything else, I communicate with her on a one-on-one basis. And I say, you know, I really could have done this better, Mother. And she, you know what she says to me? Yeah, I could have done that better, too. I could have done that better. There's no more blame. It's like, yeah, I could have. Wow, I see now what our contract was. Now, you have contracts. Now, your contract now with your mother is to bring peace between the two of y'all in a way that will help her. And you're helping her to ascend. And then you think about this, Sandy, your mother and father. Of course, they're not your mother and father anymore. They're two souls up there, right? You know, we have to identify them as our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. But they're two souls up there, and they may have some they may look at each other now and say, yeah, you really did a good job. I didn't learn too well, though. You see, we do things different on the other side, but we still have to help them, and you still have to help yourself. So don't blame yourself for not being perfect. I mean, my heaven forbid. We all are. If anybody says they're perfect, then I'm going to say, wow, just take over, you know, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear how you did. I never met anybody. But
if nothing else, they've got self-righteous going on if they think they're perfect. So that makes them not perfect.
Biggest issue that we have in this world right now. I even went through it today, and I'll be, you know, very, very honest about it with the guest that I was going to have on. It was communication, and I won't go into it, but it was a communication issue. She meant one thing, I meant another thing. There was complete, total misunderstanding, and sometimes that happens though, for a reason. And I honestly feel I was supposed to do the show by myself tonight. I needed it. I haven't done the show by myself for weeks. I've had guests on, and I needed this show to do for my mother and for me. And so, you know, the miscommunication was probably supposed to happen. It's not that I did anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. Neither one of us did anything wrong. It's not about that. It's just that it probably happened because this is the way that it was meant to be. And so, you know, that's all I can say about it. And anyone that really truly understands communication and life and contracts knows that sometimes your mother or your father may have had a contract with you, but they also had a contract with each other. And let's clear some of that up. Now, I'm not going to do the work. I know how to do it. I'm going to do the work here on the physical plane, and then I surrender it and give it to spirit to see what we can do to resolve this. And it took about 2 to 3 weeks. Sandy, for my situation to resolve, okay? It took about that long to resolve. And then one day, out of the blue, I get this beautiful text from this lady. And I was like, I was dumbfounded. I was like, oh, my heavens. Thank you.
Thank you.
It all resolved out of nowhere. I can't say out of nowhere, but it wasn't like I'd been talking to her or, you know, anything. It was just out of the blue. I just get this beautiful email from her. And then the problem was resolved. Yeah, it was it. And all the upset went away, but I couldn't solve it person to person. I had to go to spirit to solve it because we're too much ego on this planet, you see.
Yeah.
We all have too much ego. I mean, we have to have some ego to survive, but, you know, I don't. And I have to say this, too, about your mother. It doesn't matter if she's crossed back over or your dad's crossed back over. It's in another body. They still have that soul. I mean, and there's still in some way there's a healing that occurs because we're all connected in some shape or form. So I hope that's helped.
It has. I sure do appreciate it. And I'm going to go just in case somebody else tries to call in, and I'm just going to listen to the rest of your show. And I appreciate you, as always, Dr. Vicky. Thank you.
And you send me the names of everybody, the full name, you know, not the middle name and all that, but just first and last name, so I know who they are. Okay. I mean, I don't know who they are. Spirit knows who they are. So
okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want everyone to know that when you are communicating with someone that's crossed over, do not be afraid. You know, as a young child, I felt the energies of people, even those people that I did not know on this planet. I felt their energies, but I felt very comforted by them. If someone comes to you, and the reason why you're afraid is because you're afraid they're of bad, you know, nature or something, you just tell them to leave. But if they feel comforting to you and they have good words for you, then you know that they are a good spiritual connection to have. It's very important to keep your protections up. It's just, you have no idea how important it is. But I want to share with you that when you communicate with your loved ones, some people, you know, like my sister, she always comes as a gardenia. You can smell her. She comes, I can see her, I can feel her, I can see, but she also comes very strongly as a gardenia. And my mother, it was very interesting because when my daughter and I went to see my mother right after, she was already, you know, we saw her before she crossed, we saw her after. And the first thing that my daughter said was, wow, I smell grandmother. She's coming in as beautiful, fresh river. It was like, I can't explain it to you. Now, I needed a stronger fragrance that didn't resonate with me. So I asked my mother to come in as passion. It's a perfume that I think Elizabeth Taylor created, and she wore it all the time. And so I always, I've asked her to come that way, but she hasn't come that way yet to me. She just comes. I mean, I just see her. I just feel her. I see her. So, you know, for me personally, it's that didn't work for her, but it's and then my spiritual guide, Chief, he used to come with sage, and it would be so strong that I would start sneezing. And my daughter always knows when I start sneezing real heavy, it's Chief. So I had to finally tell Chief, you know, just come to me now. I know that you're here, and maybe you can have a teeny tint of sage, but not so much that I start to sneeze because it was too much. And he just wanted me to know they want us to communicate with them. And when you're thinking about someone that you love, they're thinking they're there. They're just, and just say something to them. Hi, Mom. Hi, sister, you know, how are, if your pet has crossed over, say their name. You know, we communicate because I don't want anyone listening tonight to be in fear. This is not hoodoo. This is not voodoo. This is not some crazy talk. The sooner that we all realize that there is a physical world here, and there's a spiritual world, and then we're all here together. And that veil is becoming less and less and less thick. And when we get that, we will be happier people. I feel, I can only speak from my viewpoint, from my heart, but I will share with you that if my mother, that I have known my entire life, obviously, I mean, you know, unless you're adopted or something, you know your mother, you're pretty much all your life. Unless, if I had not known that she was just in a different form and that we have now a new contract, I don't know how I'd have dealt with it because it was hard enough as it has been. And I told this to the hospice pastor. He said, you know, talk to me about how you feel. And I said, well, first off, I believe in reincarnation. And my mother's already come to me and told me how beautiful she is now and young and the flowers and the birds that she loves so much. And she talks to me a lot. So I said, I already have another relationship with her. I don't have dinner with her. I don't go to the movies with her. You know, I don't talk to her on the phone with her. I actually have a better communication with her because I don't have to go through any of those channels. And I said, a pastor, I think his name was David. I said, Pastor Davis, I don't know what I would do if I thought this was the only life and that I could not communicate with my loved ones when they crossed over. I don't know how I would deal with that. He said, well, a lot of people do not believe what you believe. And I said, well, then I understand. I said, but for me, it brings me comfort. And I said, as much as I love all my puppies, I said, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't feel like I could communicate with them afterwards. I mean, I had a dog that stayed in the little area outside our house for years. And, you know, I helped him to leave. He just needed to be with the family. You know, it's, and it sounds crazy when we talk sometimes, but when you really, really get to know people, and you really talk to them after a family member has crossed over, this is not an unusual story that I'm talking about. They just are afraid to share it with anybody because they're afraid of being judged. They're afraid someone will say something to them and make them or make them feel like there's something wrong with them. But I will tell you that you can communicate with your loved ones on the other side, and knowing that you have a different contract with them, y'all. It's a different contract. It's something that you can create with them. It helps them. It helps you. And it does not keep them here as ghosts. You are not here to keep them through your grief. You are here to help them. Help me with this project. It gives them ascension. It gives them help. It makes them feel like maybe they left some unfinished business here. You know, it's like... I'll give you a very good example. My mother was from Mississippi. And as soon as she crossed over, I hadn't thought about going to Mississippi since my grandmother passed away in 1980. That's about 100 years ago. And, you know, I went to school over there and all that. All of a sudden, I get this idea, it came from my mother, of course, to go over and share with my daughter the history of my whole Ford family. And at that point in time, we didn't think about it. We just did it. We're planning a trip, you know, and everything's planned. And then her namesake called me up and said, why don't you do this and do this? And it was just like mother was just a part of it all. She needed that for her ascension. She needed that for me to be connected with people that I've never been connected with or had not been since I was a child. If I saw them walking on the street, I wouldn't know who they were. She wanted me to have that connection because the first thing that happened when my mother crossed over was I said, my gosh, my family's gone down to two people, you know, and then I got in contact with my cousins. We're now texting, and people that I haven't talked with for years, I'm now back in touch with. So I'm not in a two-member family. And my daughter feels very happy to be connected with people that we really didn't find a need to be connected with, and we do now. So many blessings. And if we had just cut it off and said, well, she's gone now. Okay, we'll grieve for 2 weeks and we'll move on with our lives. Well, that's not doing anybody a service, much less yourself, but not your loved ones. So I just, there's so much to talk about with this, but I do want to share this with you. If anybody is listening and they do have any grief, Archangel Azrael, depending on how you say it, I say Azrael, is the archangel that helps with crossed over loved ones, with healing, with helping people with their grief. And it doesn't matter who you've lost. You know, if you want to sit there and say, you know, that you don't have any loss or any sadness, well, you know, maybe you're not ready to grieve with it right now, but there will be a time when that will be important to you to find those moments of handling that and grief. If I feel like crying because of my mother's passing, I cry. If I'm in a closing and I'm doing real estate and someone says something about their mother and I have a tear shed down, I share it with them. I am not trying to be anything but who I am. And most people appreciate honesty and authenticity. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for calling in this evening. It was good to hear from Jeannie. It was good to talk to Diana. It was good to talk to you, Sandy. Anyone that's listening tonight, and you were expecting Alisa, I apologize for that. It's just as I live my soul's journey, I'm having to learn. Sometimes I have to do what my heart tells me to do and what feels best. And this is one of those situations that just arose at the last minute, and it was meant to be, and it is. But I do appreciate it. If you are listening, thank you for that. And I appreciate everyone for their journeys. And always know that we all have our individual journeys, and we all have our own lessons to learn, and we all have our own gifts to share with others. And don't be so hard on yourself. If you're not perfect yet, maybe you'll be perfect tomorrow. And if not, it's okay. You know, it's not about being perfect. It's about living our life the best way that we can, that we are true to ourselves. And if we're authentically true and keep a strong connection with spirit, we will help others and we will help ourselves, and we will find that we leave room, our heart opening will occur so that we can have that life that we're always looking to have, which for me personally is peace, freedom, and love. So I just want to thank each and every one of you, and you know, find something this week to be blessed for and to find love in. And be kind to one another. So until we meet again next Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 7 o'clock Eastern, be blessed. Good night.